Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today we will be reading the following articles on trains.com from the editor and news and reviews. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. The first inset article is East Troy Industrial Park, Episode 2, Building a Frame. Join hosts David Popp and Bryson Sleppy as they construct the East Troy Industrial Park, or ETIP, model railroad. The all-new ETIP promises to be built in the same tradition as prior project layouts, starting with the benchwork. In this episode, David and Bryson walk viewers through the steps for shaping the wood frames that, quite literally, get the train off the ground. Even more, you'll want to explore the simple yet extraordinarily helpful insights the crew shares in Model Railroader Tips and Tricks posted on trains.com video. Scan the QR code with your smartphone to watch the East Troy Industrial Park series only on trains.com. The next inset article is Creating a Rail Marine Track Plan. If you're a fan of boats and trains, building a model railroad involving both can be a rewarding experience. A rail marine layout allows you to practice and utilize a variety of modeling techniques and skills, including making water and building car floats, cranes, large warehouses, and more. Contrary to what you may think, rail marine layouts don't have to take up a lot of space. In fact, the four track plans featured in this article, compiled by Model Railroader Associate Editor Bryson Sleppy, are designed to fit on a shelf or in a small bedroom. The next inset article is Remembering the Original Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy. Over the 14 years it was located at 1027 North 7th Street in downtown Milwaukee, the MRNT went from concept to the star of Kalmbach's headquarters. The layout became the subject of articles for Model Railroader magazine, served as a testbed for projects, and hosted nearly 150 operating sessions. A who's who of model railroaders helped build the MRNT, and the list of operators featured many well-known names, too. Take a look back at this historic layout and a retrospective photo gallery on trains.com. The final inset article is Built by Others, Adam Palmer's San Juan Central Version 2. Malcolm Furlow's HON3 San Juan Central layout appeared in a multi-part series in the pages of Model Railroader between 1983 and 1984. Adam Palmer's San Juan Central Version 2, inspired by the well-known model railroad, was constructed to modern layout building standards and practices. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. This is a hobby for making things. An article was recently shared across the Fire Crown offices about hobbies and magazines, two things most of us here are passionate about. To me, the interesting idea was that hobbies such as model railroading are about doing. I had just come back from a weekend of operating trains in the Chicagoland area, and on a few occasions it was remarked that there were so many wasted basements in the neighboring homes. What were people doing down there? Probably just storing old stuff in many of those basements. When people are asked about their hobbies, many will say they like watching movies or sports or listening to music. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll watch movies and sports, go birds, and I've always loved listening to music, but those things are passive. Building a model railroad is an active hobby. Whether I'm making models that will run on the layout or constructing the layout itself, I'm moving and thinking. This is a hobby that tends to be practiced by older people who have the time, space, and money to devote to it. As we get older, it's important that we keep moving and thinking. At the operations weekend, there were several guys who have taken more than a few trips around the sun. None looked like they were slowing down. We'd like to help with the doing. That's why in these pages, we've always tried to present information that can inspire you or help you to build things. The point of the layout visit stories we print is to inspire readers. The stories show what can be done or how others have solved layout building challenges. The stories might even offer something you've never considered before, like a railroad you didn't know existed, or an approach to modeling that's outside what people commonly do. Of course, the how-to articles show you how things are made. Maybe you need or want that exact thing. That's great, because now you have the instructions on how to do it. Maybe instead, the how-to stories will share a technique to help you get that long-stalled project going again. I love that feeling of reading a story I didn't think would apply to me, then learning something I never would have thought to do. Whether you're building a layout or the models to go onto a future one, I encourage you to go out and do. It's easy to get stuck when a project starts to go sideways. Maybe it's time to box it up and move on to something else. If you need a place to work, a TV tray might offer enough space to assemble a kit. In some applications, craft paints and brushes from a department store can yield satisfying models. If you're already building, send us a photo. We'd love to see what you're up to. The next article is News and Reviews. HO Scale. Norfolk and Western Class J4-8-4. The first steam locomotive produced by Scale Trains is in stores now. The HO Scale Norfolk and Western Class J484 is offered in three versions: post-2015 Spirit of Roanoke, one road number, early as-built, and late as-built. The model, available in two numbers per scheme unless noted, is part of the Fox Valley Models product range and features a die-cast metal locomotive and tender body, light-emitting diode lighting, and a synchronized puffing smoke unit. The 484 will operate on codes 70, 83, and 100 rail. The steam locomotive has a minimum radius of 18 inches and a recommended radius of 22 inches. Direct current models with a 21-pin connector are priced at $424.99. Versions with a dual-mode ESU Lock Sound V5 sound decoder, speakers in the boiler and tender, and an ESU-designed power pack with two supercapacitors sell for $524.99. Scale Trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Baldwin Locomotive Works 2-8-0 Consolidation Steam Locomotive. Denver and Rio Grande Western, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Baltimore and Ohio, Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, Northern Pacific, and Union Pacific. Two road numbers per scheme. Also available painted black and graphite, but unlettered. Factory applied handrails, grab irons, ladders, brass bell, markers, and more. Die-cast metal boiler, tender body, and chassis. Direct current model, $399.99, with DCC and sound, $499.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Electromotive Division GP9 Diesel Locomotive. Western Maryland, Chesapeake and Ohio, Chicago and Northwestern, Penn Central, and Southern Pacific. Four road numbers per scheme. Also available undecorated, includes long hood with and without dynamic brake detail, Standard Short Hood, WM Chop Nose Cab and Short Hood, and Simplified and Modified Skirt Sill Units. New Chopped Short Hood Tooling on Western Maryland Units. Upgraded Lighting on Chicago and Northwestern and Southern Pacific Units. Factory Installed 28mm Speaker in Direct Current and DCC Versions. Light Emitting Diode Headlights, Number Box Lights, and Beacon as Applicable. Factory Applied Wire Grab Irons and Photo Etched Lift Rings. Direct Current Model, $219.98. With ESU, DCC, and Sound, $319.98. Walther's Proto Line, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Electromotive Division GP39-2 Diesel Locomotive. Larry's Truck and Electric, Cleveland Commercial Railroad, and Missouri, Kansas, Texas. Also available in Denver and Rio Grande Western Fantasy Scheme. 1-3 road numbers per scheme. New light-emitting diode light package includes operating number box lights, class lights, headlights, ditch lights, beacons, and signal lights as applicable. Factory-applied uncoupling levers, lift rings, train line and MU hoses, windshield wipers, wire grab irons, and sanding lines. Blomberg B or M trucks as appropriate. Etched metal fan grills. Direct current model, $239.99. With DCC and sound, $349.99. Genesis line, Thurn trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athurn.com. Montreal Locomotive Works FPA-4, FPA-2U, and FPB-4 diesel locomotives. Via Rail Canada and Canadian National. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Canadian Cast DeFosco Type B trucks. Light-emitting diode headlights, class lights, and backup lights. Separate factory-applied grab irons and handrails. Underbody piping and conduit. Detailed multicolor cab interior. Factory-installed ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, FPA-4 and FPB-4 set, $649.95. Single FPA-2U or FPA-4, $339.95. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock. American Car and Foundry 50-foot Plate B boxcar with exterior posts. Conrail, Burlington Northern, Canadian Pacific, Chicago and Northwestern, Grand Trunk Western, and Norfolk Southern. Four road numbers per scheme. Dreadnought ends and Stanray diagonal panel roof, $34.98. Walther's Mainline, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. News and Reviews is conducted by Cody Grifno and Bryson Sleppy. Evans 100-ton coil car. CSX, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Chessie System, Chicago and Northwestern, Conrail, Detroit, Toledo and Ironton, Illinois Central, and Reading Company. Six road numbers per scheme. Two metal steel coil weights per car, parentheses, additional packages of four weights available separately for $13.95, close parentheses. Etched metal walkways, metal couplers, and metal wheel sets, $49.95. Intermountain Railway Company, reachable at 303-772-1901 or intermountain-railway.com. Southern Railway Gantt Manufacturing Company Bay Window Caboose. Southern Railway and Norfolk Southern. Multiple paint schemes and road numbers. undecorated kit also available. Road and era-specific details including multiple body, roof, underframe, and truck combinations. Stanray quote-unquote terminating diagonal panel roof with huck bolts. Detailed and painted interior with angled back, notched bay window seating, conductor desk, and stationary equipment locker, and more. $134.95, or $99.95 undecorated. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. Greenbrier Transverse Coil Car, Norfolk Southern, Arkansas and Oklahoma, Chicago Heights Terminal Transfer, South Shore Freight, Union Pacific, and Warwick Railway. Also available in Railroad of Lies Fantasy Scheme. Six road numbers per scheme. Metal underframe, etched metal walkways, and factory-applied metal grab irons and uncoupling levers. Single car, $59.95. Six-pack, $359.70. Rapido trains, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Inset into the article is Club Offerings. Three-bay covered hoppers. Atlas HO scale master line cars produced for the Eastern Maine Model Railroad Club. WH Shirtleff Company, Salt and Maine Marine Products Incorporated, in four road numbers each. Agway in six numbers. Single car $37, add $13 for shipping. $5 off each car when ordering seven or more. Eastern Maine Model Railroad Club, P.O. Box 745, Blue Hill, Maine, 04614, or EasternMaineModelRailroadClub.org. Also inset into the article is HO Scale Structure, Sudi's Mineshaft Number 12. Menards has added to its lineup of HO scale buildings with this factory-assembled structure. Sudi's Mineshaft Number 12, which measures 3.5 inches by 4 3/8 inches by 5 1/4 inches, features four minor figures, Jack the German Shepherd, and a scenic base with static grass, coal piles, and oil drums. The model, $39.99, also has a rotating sheave wheel and factory-installed lighting that require a 4.5-volt supply, sold separately. You can find Sudi's Mineshaft Number 12 at your local Menards store or purchase it online from Menards. Menards.com/trains. Also for HO scale structures, plastic pellet plant. Injection molded plastic kit based on prototype found from the 1970 to the present day. Main building features, brick and metal construction, truck loading doors, front office doors and windows, and rooftop air conditioners. Four tall vertical storage silos. Loading rack with piping for two rail cars. Overhead walkways. Water slide decal signs. Main building measures 15 3/8 inches by 10 1/2 inches by 4 1/2 inches. Silos measure 27 9/16 inch by 2 3/8 inch by 8 1/4 inch. $99.98. Walther's Cornerstone Line, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. N-scale locomotives. General Electric ES-44 diesel locomotive. CPKC, parentheses red, yellow, and black, close parentheses, and BNSF Railway, Heritage 3. Two road numbers per scheme. Multiple prototype-specific body styles. Directional light-emitting diode headlights, ditch lights, and number boxes. Factory-printed number boards. Kato magnetic knuckle couplers. Five-pole motor with dual brass flywheels. Compatible with Digitrax DN163K1C, ESU-58741, Locksound 5 Micro, and Train Control Systems K1D4 Drop-In Digital Command Control, or DCC decoders. Direct current model, $125, with motor-only DCC decoder, $225. With DCC and sound, $325. Kata USA, reachable at 847-781-9500 or katousa.com. The Rapido HO General Electric C30-7. The C30-7 is the latest addition to the lineup of General Electric diesel locomotives from Rapido Trains. The HO scale model, offered in 8 paint schemes, has a 5-pole motor with dual flywheels, a heavy die-cast metal weight, and prototype-specific details. General Electric produced the C30-7 from September 1976 to May 1985. During that time, 1,078 units were built. The 6-axle road locomotive, rated at 3,000 horsepower, was equipped with a 7FDL16 diesel engine, a GTA-11 alternator, and 752 traction motors. The sample we received is decorated as Union Pacific 2415, part of the railroad's 2400 through 2539 series, built between July 1977 and October 1980. The 2415 was renumbered 415 on May 16, 1997. Union Pacific retired the C30-7 on September 30, 1999. The Rapido C30-7 features a multi-piece injection molded plastic body consisting of the short hood, cab, long hood, and sill unit. The cab sub-base doors are separate pieces that fit into the sill on both sides. Rapido offers the C30-7 with Adirondack or Rockwell trucks as appropriate. The UP model has the former with high-mount brake cylinders, formed wire truck air lines, and sand lines. Both sides of the front truck have a speed recorder cable picked in red. The engineer's side front truck also has a brake chain. To separate the shell from the chassis, I first removed the front and rear draft gear boxes. Then I took out 4 screws, 2 each between the truck and air tank at both ends of the fuel tank. With no wires or details tethered to the chassis, the shell lifted right off. The motor and flywheels are centered in the chassis. Much of the interior is filled with weights. A printed circuit or PC board, attached with screws, spans the top of the weight. The ESU Locksound sound decoder and capacitors for the MoPower temporary energy storage system are on top of the PC board. Our sample is neatly decorated in UP's as-delivered Armor Yellow and Harbor Mist Gray paint scheme. The printed truss plates, identification and warning labels, and General Electric name on the builder's plates are legible under magnification. Drawings of the C30-7 were published in the September 1999 issue of Model Railroader. The Rapido model matches printed dimensions. The C30-7 we received has an ESU Locksound V5 sound decoder. I first tested the unit at the workbench with an NCE power cab. At step 1, the model moved at 0.7 scale miles per hour. The locomotive achieved a top speed of 64 scale miles per hour at step 28. The top speed of the prototype ranged from 70 to 93 miles per hour, depending on gear ratio. For real-world testing, I took the 6-axle unit over to our Winston-Salem southbound. Though not designed as a road switcher, the Rapido model successfully worked industries on the tar branch, navigating a number 4 turnout and 30-degree crossing without issue. The full-size C37-7 was the best-selling unit from GE's Dash 7 lineup. Rapido has faithfully captured the lines on the 6-axle unit, from the rounded corners on the short hood to the stepped radiator section near the back of the long hood. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price. Direct current model, $239.95. With ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $349.95. Manufacturer, Rapido Trains Incorporated, located at 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5, rapidotrains.com. Era, June 1978 to late 1980s as decorated. Road names, Union Pacific, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Burlington Northern, Conrail, CSX, National Railways of Mexico, Norfolk and Western, and Norfolk Southern. Four road numbers per scheme. Features: body-mounted metal couplers at correct height. Metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic drive axle gears, correctly gauged. Weight, 1 pound, 3 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@AfterSight.org. Thank you for listening.